With Montana News, I'm Rosie Costin. Montana's senior U.S. senator continues to reserve judgment on President Donald Trump's Supreme Court nominee, Edward O'Brien reports.
Judge Brett Kavanaugh is now making the rounds on Capitol Hill ahead of his September confirmation hearings. Democratic Senator John Tester says he hoped to have met with the judge by now.
Unfortunately, the White House delayed my meeting with Mr. Kavanaugh, which was supposed to take place this week.
Republican Senator Susan Collins of Maine met with Kavanaugh for 2 hours Tuesday. The Associated Press reports Kavanaugh told her he thinks the landmark Roe v. Wade ruling on abortion rights is settled law. Collins, an abortion rights advocate, is widely viewed as a key swing vote on his nomination. Senator Tester is calling on the Senate Judiciary Committee to release all documents related to Kavanaugh's record.
The challenge has always been with Supreme Court nominees in the past is they haven't been very forthcoming with answers. We'll do our best to hold his feet to the fire and make sure that he gives the answers. And then I'm going to listen to the judiciary hearing, which will be when we come back in September. And if I get a chance to meet him, then I anticipate announcing sometime shortly thereafter whether I'm going to vote to confirm or whether I'm again going to vote against confirmation. A jury is still out, no pun intended.
Tester, meanwhile, had this reaction to the Environmental Protection Agency's move to scale back restrictions on coal-fired power plant emissions announced Tuesday.
I haven't seen it. I honestly haven't seen it.
The Trump administration's Affordable Clean Energy Rule increases states' authority to decide how and how much to regulate coal power plants. Environmentalists vowed to respond with lawsuits arguing the federal government is now abdicating its responsibilities under the Clean Air Act. Again, John Tester.
Coal is an important part of our energy portfolio. We just need to figure out how we can burn it without burning the planet up.
Montana's Republican Senator Steve Daines and lone representative in the U.S. House, Republican Greg Gianforte, released statements Tuesday enthusiastically supporting EPA's new Affordable Clean Energy Rule. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.